KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's 44 degrees here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Today we do look for sunny to partly sunny skies. Another unseasonably warm day with a high getting up near 83 degrees. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train Home Comfort Specialist dealer. Well, more information is now available about a fight that occurred on Friday in Woodbine that left one man dead. Omaha World Herald reports that Harrison County Sheriff's Office deputies were called to a fight taking place in Woodbine between 54-year-old Robert Jablonski and 38-year-old Curtis Jensen. When deputies arrived, they found Jablonski laying in the street. He later died from head injuries. Iowa Department of Corrections spokesperson Letty Prell tells the World Herald that Jensen was on probation after an August conviction for being an offender who provided false information to the sex offender registry. Although Jensen has not been charged in connection with the fight on Friday night, he was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail suspected of violating his probation. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train Central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a theft and a fire the past few days. On Friday, Jeffrey Runyon of Villisca reported to the Sheriff's Office that a trailer belonging to Nancy Ron, who resides at the same address as Runyon, had burned and was a complete loss. The Sheriff's Office says the incident with the trailer happened sometime between September 19th and September 21st. Then on Saturday, Kevin Kirchner of Bradyville reported that sometime within the past 3 or 4 weeks, someone had entered his garage in the 400 block of Oak Street and removed a chainsaw and a weed eater. Any information about either of those incidents, do contact the Page County Sheriff's Office. Phone number is 712-542-5193. A Mexican citizen was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Iowa on Friday. Christian Rivero Spendoza, who's a citizen of Mexico, was sentenced to 6 to 3 months imprisonment for possession with intent to distribute 50 grams or more of methamphetamine. U.S. Senior District Judge Ronald E. Longstaff also ordered Rivero Spendoza to serve a 2-year term of supervised release following incarceration. On February 2nd of this year, Rivera Mendoza entered a guilty plea based on distributing 2 ounces of methamphetamine to an undercover law enforcement officer in September of 2011. The investigation was conducted by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force. A midnight curfew is going to be enforced immediately in Guthrie Center for area youth. Guthrie Center Police Chief Mike Herbert tells the Guthrie Center Times that police will immediately begin enforcement of midnight curfews for those under the age of 18. Although he says city ordinance has long been on the books, it has not always been enforced rigidly. Told the newspaper that no particular incident caused the current enforcement of the curfew, but that there have been a number of small incidents that raised local concern in Guthrie Center. The Clarinda Police Department would like to remind the citizens of Clarinda that no parking is allowed on the following streets from 7 a.m. until noon on Saturday, September 29th, that's this Saturday, the annual Band-Aid Jamboree Parade. It's the 100 through 800 block of West Main Street, the 100 block of East Main Street, 100 block of North 15th, 100 block of Washington, 100 block of through the 300 block of West Washington, and 24th Street from Garfield to State Street. Police Department appreciates the cooperation of all citizens in removing their vehicles from the parade route. Iowa Department of Transportation has announced the eastbound Interstate 480 to northbound I-29 bridge in Council Bluffs will close Wednesday and Thursday to make repairs. Northbound I-29 traffic will be routed around the construction zone by traveling south on I-29, exiting at 9th Avenue, and then traveling north on I-29. Motorists will want to allow some extra time in the morning hours to travel on this detour. The roadway should be reopened to traffic by Friday, weather permitting. Iowa DOT reminds motorists to drive with caution, obey posted speed limits and other signs in the work area, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in work zones. As in all work zones, drivers should stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and wear seatbelts. Operation Medicine Cabinet has announced Southwest Iowa residents can drop off expired or unused prescriptions this weekend. Omaha World Herald reports residents can drop off expired or unused prescriptions or over-the-counter medications on Saturday from 10 till 2 at the Council Bluffs Walgreens store on Broadway. But Lieutenant Dan Flores of the Council Bluffs Police Department tells the World Herald that Operation Medicine Cabinet is not for illegal drugs. He says it will be the sixth time the police department has partnered with local organizations to get rid of excess drugs. Flores says police and volunteers will have collection buckets at the drive-thru at Walgreens. Many Iowa farmers who have seen crops wither due to the worst drought in decades are heading into harvest season anticipating dismal yields. Frank Keating, president and CEO of the American Bankers Association, says farmers who are on financial edge should meet with their bankers to see about rescheduling their loans or adjusting the terms of those loans.
Those kinds of things are important to do for your with your banker because he's locked to the hip with you. He wants to make sure that you can pay him back so he can make other loans, perhaps even other loans to you. And you want to make sure that you don't lose your farm and that you don't lose your livelihood.
Some industry analysts have predicted that we'll see a variety of food shortages due to the drought, but Keating is not quite convinced of that yet.
I don't anticipate that. I think there will be increased prices. I don't see how you avoid that. You know, we've had 25 to 35% less corn production this year. Prices are up, which means for those of us in the cattle business, you're going to pay more for cattle feed that is laced with corn. And obviously for those of us who love corn products to eat, you're going to probably pay more as well.
And now taking a look at world and national headlines on KJAN. World leaders are waiting to hear what President Obama will say today about the anti-American rage exploding across the Muslim world and the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran. Obama addresses the UN General Assembly, and in released excerpts of his speech, he tells world leaders that the U.S. will not shrink from its role in the trouble to transitioning nations. Obama says our future will be determined by people like Chris Stevens and not by his killers. Several bombs have gone off inside a school in the Syrian capital, a building that activists say was being used by regime forces as a security headquarters. An initial report on state media said 7 people were wounded. One activist says government forces have used the school as a base from which to fire mortars at rebellious neighborhoods. And U.S. stock fortunes are up ahead of a pair of reports that are expected to reveal a consumer that's more optimistic about the economy and a housing market on the mend. The Conference Board posts its monthly Consumer Confidence Index, and economists are looking for better numbers in August and September. The Standard & Poor's Chase Schiller Home Price Index is expected to rise as well, following stronger-than-expected earnings from home builders and a string of solid federal housing reports. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, 51-year-old James Wesley Swisher of Harlan died last Tuesday at home. A memorial service for James Swisher will be held this morning at 10:30 at Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 64-year-old Delbert Lynn Davis of Earlham died on Thursday at the Veterans Memorial Hospital in Des Moines. Graveside service for Delbert Davis will be held this morning at 10:30 at Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 70-year-old Sarah Merritt of Griswold died on Saturday at her home in Griswold. Funeral services for Sarah Merritt will be held this morning at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 81-year-old Betty Tracy of Greenfield died Saturday at Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Betty Tracy will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. 51-year-old Lisa Gravy of Kimbleton died on Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Lisa Gravy are going to be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Edna Irene Balch of Atlantic died on Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Edna Balch are going to be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Mary Gervais Jerry Barron of Ottoman died on Monday at the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Gervais Jerry Barron will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home in Ottoman has arrangements. 83-year-old Flossie Murray Zimmerline of Greenfield died on Saturday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Flossie Zimmerline will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 102-year-old Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill of Hemet, California, and formerly Atlantic, died August 26th in California. Memorial Mass for Mildred Bernice McCarty O'Neill will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Leola and Kirk Timmerman of Carroll have died. Graveside services for Leola and Kirk Timmerman will be held this Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Manning Cemetery. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. And 85-year-old Ruby M. Browning of Harlan has died, formerly of Irwin. Services for Ruby M. Browning have already taken place with Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of the arrangements. That's our news on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN News.